So the Bundoran Horse and Pony Racing is over for another year in a successful afternoon in glorious sunshine. It was 7 race card, and our first race of the day was the 14-ounce pony race, and it was won in convincing style by Little Chief Jake Cromwell doing the steering. Second place was Wild Venture for Nina Docherty, and in third place was Teller Nothing and Ben Leckie. Then we moved on to the second race of the afternoon. It was the 15-ounce pony race, and local pony Little Man under Cian McNally from County Armagh, the Armagh star, he won pretty readily. Beating in second place was Not Another Horse and Thady Finnegan, and in third place was Dare to Dream and Camillus Byrne. Then we moved on to the third race of the afternoon. This one was the Margot Quinn Memorial over a mile and 3 furlongs, and it was the mare She's Got It again under Cian McNally in a gripping finish with Del Boy. Well, She's Got It got the better of the argument by about a length and a half in the end. Del Boy second for Reese Holohan, and in third place was Sound of Silence and Nina Doherty. Then the fourth race of the afternoon, this time it was the Shea Rooney Memorial, and was a mile and 6, and what a finish we had here, and it ended in a dead heat. She's a freebie looking all over a winner heading to the final furlong, but Shake Me under Casey Lou Cabaret came with a rattling run to get up, and dead heat was She's a freebie, of course. She's a freebie ridden by Reese Holohan. And then in third place in that event was number 7 Dory's Forge and Nina Doherty. In the fifth race of the afternoon, 7 went to post for the 14-2 pony race, and 5 Stone of Lead, she just keeps on winning, and it brought up the treble for Cian McNally. In second place here, Fia's Fancy for Reese Holohan, and in third place was All Bets Are Off and Jake Cromwell. Then we moved on to the penultimate race of the evening. It was a mile open, and well, all the money here was for Coastal View and Camillus Byrne. Well, he had to play second fiddle to the Tommy Kay, ridden by Nina Doherty, the new up-and-coming star of the lady ranks in the pony racing. Well, she got up close home in a titanic struggle. Probably a half a length was the verdict in the end. Coastal View was second, the Plunge Horse, and in third place was Doherty's Dream and Owen Sheehan. Then the concluding race of the evening, with 4 ponies went to post, and Little Fiddlers, he just keeps on winning again for the Armagh star, Cian McNally. He won pretty readily. Probably 5 lengths was the verdict in the end, beating Here for the Crack and Jake Cromwell. In third place there was Rosa of Clare and Thady Finnegan. So anyway, I'd like to thank all the sponsors who put money towards the meeting to make it that success. And I can't forget, of course, the landowner, Brendan Keown, for the use of his land. Everything went to according to plan. Everyone out the gate safe. So that is the main thing. So that's Bundoran over for another season. But don't forget the August Monday in the Bank Holiday Monday, Ballantra is a meeting to look forward to. And don't forget, in 2 weeks' time, there's a meeting down in Portsallan. So that's me, Colly O'Donnell, reporting for Highland Radio. And it's back to you in the studio.